Hey, it's Big Game James McCarty, and we're pleased to be joined now by really the man that is breaking records, a guy who we've been watching play varsity basketball since his eighth grade year, now a senior. He's the leading scorer in the Class A/2A divisions of North Dakota high school basketball, and Mason Claybo. Mason, how are you doing, man? And congratulations on breaking that scoring record up over 2,200 points now.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm doing good. You know, I'm just glad that I'm back playing, you know, with my friends and with the teammates here. And it's, you know, it's been a really good year. So I'm excited to see how these next eight games goes for us.
When that is something over the last couple of years. I remember even just hearing Coach Manson talk about how you've really gutted out your high school career. I remember you playing varsity football at one point, stepping away from that after a couple of injuries, and watching you persevere through some different injuries, missing tournaments, coming back and doing what you do best, which is playing really good team basketball. You suffered another injury this season, but you were obviously able to overcome it at this point and break the scoring record. You know, where is that motivation coming from for you at the high school level to keep coming back, and how good is it to be back on the court with your guys after another injury?
Yeah, I haven't had a typical high school basketball career. I mean, I don't know much people that have had, you know, as much, as injuries and, you know, step backs as I've had, but it's just, you know, that motivation just comes from, you know, playing, like just wanting to play with the guys. And for Davies, that's the biggest thing, is I love Davies High School. I always have, and I grew up watching him, and I've always wanted to play for him. And so now that I'm here and all these setbacks, like, you know, that motivates me. What motivates me is, you know, playing for Davies and, you know, trying to win and trying to compete with our guys here at Davies.
On Tuesday night against West Fargo Cheyenne, I know that you guys and Cheyenne have built up a really good rivalry. I've watched countless games between Davies and Cheyenne of just tough, gutted out type of games. I mean, tough 36-minute games where the winner wins the East EDC. The winner moves on to the next round of the state tournament. How sweet was it to be able to break that record at home against a rival like that? And what were the emotions like for you on Tuesday night when you were able to blow by the defense, get that layup, and realize that you're the leading scorer in state history?
Yeah, I mean, like, Cheyenne, for the past, ever since I've played, and even before, like, that's just, you know, we're kind of two newer schools here in Fargo, and we're in kind of rivals. And, you know, it was really sweet because, like, last year they won state, and they beat us in the semifinals. So trying to come back and, you know, and beating them twice now in the regular season, and then having the night on Tuesday night against them, it was really sweet. And like, I just had a lot of respect for those guys too. Like, Coach Brand does a really good job with them, and Kachofner did a really good job with them when he coached too. So, you know, they always play hard. The past two games we played them this season, they've always gave us their best shot, where we got up by 20 and we even got up by 30 last night or on Tuesday night, and they bring it back, you know, and they just don't give up. So it's always fun playing those guys, and it's just always a joy.
Yeah, it's for us as broadcasters, it is always an A-list type of game between you guys and Cheyenne. We appreciate those matchups for certain. Now this year, if I remember correctly, there are six seniors on this team, including yourself. What has it been like for you growing up, being a young man who ends up going to the varsity roster earlier than really almost anybody in the state of North Dakota does at this point? And I would imagine you played probably middle school ball with them. You played AAU ball with some of them. And now you're playing back with this senior class again, whether you're looking at Metzger, Olhauser, Witte, and the rest of the supporting cast.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird because when I was younger, I always played a year up. So I always played with the guys last year. That senior crew was the team I played like travel ball with. Yeah. When I was in seventh grade, I played with these guys for Discovery School Ball. So it's kind of different. Like, we've never really played with each other as seniors. They've all played with each other, obviously, but I've never been in the group with them playing basketball. I think I played baseball with, you know, Olhauser and Witte when we grew up and stuff like that, but never basketball. So, you know, this year it's been really special. Like, these guys are really, really fun to play with. You know, I've never played with them, and, you know, they just work their butts off. And, you know, the junior crew too, with Williams and Ranky and those guys, it's fun. Like, they just compete. And the best part about them is there's no drama. There's no jealousy. There's nothing in the locker room that defeats us. We all love playing for each other. We all love playing for Davies, and it's been a really good year.
It is really, that seems to be the recipe for success for Davies in recent memory. And a lot of that is predicated on head coach Bart Manson. When you broke that record on Tuesday night, I run into the bench, you embrace coach for a moment, and he doesn't even hesitate. He goes and grabs a microphone to be able to help honor you and that awesome accomplishment. What has Coach Manson meant to you as a mentor, as a coach, and I would imagine as a figure that you're looking up to as well?
Yeah, he's done so much for me, and we've been, you know, he's been the guy in my corner, you know, throughout all these injuries, throughout all these setbacks. Like, he's the guy calling me every day, you know, checking up on me and stuff like that. And, you know, he's just been great. Like, anyone who knows, I mean, you could tell too, he just got the Fargo Public Schools Teacher of the Year. Mm-hmm. Like, he's more than a coach to us. Like, that, he is just a true role model. He's just a great person to be around. And I think that, you know, parents that have gone through Davies with kids that have gone through Davies basketball are grateful that he's the coach and he's been with these kids, because, like, for me, myself, you know, it's been a true honor. And, you know, it's kind of getting to the end of our run here, and it's, you know, getting a little sad, because I don't, you know, I've been around him, played for him for 5 years, and I've been around him from second grade, you know, on the bench, and just listen to him coach my brother and all those other guys. And, you know, he's just a true character. Like, there's, you know, there's nothing else to say. He can motivate anyone, and it's been a great 5 years with him.
Yeah, he is a class act, and that is very much an understatement. Seeing him get Teacher of the Year was a really cool honor, I have to imagine, for you guys within the school for him and helping support him. Just a quick side note of a little bit of a story and getting your thoughts on it. I remember, would have been probably about 3 years ago, Coach Manson, you guys were in the state tournament, 2 or 3 years ago, you're in the state tournament, and you guys ended up falling just short in a really tight game. I can't remember who the heck you were playing, but it was a one or two bucket type of matchup, and you had a game that just, it felt like it was in your hands, and you fell short. And I remember asking Coach after the game, I said, man, you know, just how disappointing is it to not get back to that state championship game? And he just looked at me, and without hesitation, he said, James, every team has its own mold. Every team has its own leaders. Every year, new young men step up into their roles, accept those roles, and they go out and play their tails off. There's no disappointment here. All it is learning opportunities in ways that guys are going to be able to help move themselves forward in life, whether it's going on to higher education, whether it's going on into the workforce or anything of that sorts. And that has stuck with me for years now, and I really understand why he means so much to you guys and what he's been able to bring to that program. So I'm thankful to be able to know him a little bit, and I have to imagine that you're probably along those same lines as well, Mason.
Yeah, I mean, that story sums him up. It's bigger than basketball for him, and he's always said that. It's just, you know, he's teaching these guys, these kids, myself, that, you know, what he's trying to teach us now is not just basketball related, it's life related. And, you know, that story really is really good. It really sums him up for sure.
Now, as we look ahead for your EDC tournament run, I know that you got a game or two left in the regular season. They're still about a week and a half away from tournament play here at this point. But I know that you had mentioned a couple days ago, it's about trying to put up a banner in that gymnasium at Fargo Davies. It's about trying to finish the job that was started well before you were in a varsity uniform. When you look at the East Region Tournament, you look at the possible deep playoff run that you guys have an opportunity to try and make here, what do you think your chances are, and what is the outlook of your team right now as we get towards postseason play?
You know, I think so. Just like kind of a recap of the season, where, like I said earlier, it was kind of our first time playing with each other, and December was tough. We had a bad loss versus Minot, and we had a loss our first game versus a really good team out of Minneapolis, Ordinal. And that loss after Minot for sure changed us. We had a Saturday game the next day in St. Cloud where we played a good team called Sauk Rapid Rice, and they're like the top 10 team in their state for their section. And we go, and you know, they don't expect nothing from us. We just got beat by 30 in our own gym, and we go out there and we played one of the best games I think Davies has ever like played, and we go and beat them. And that was just the turning point. And we just kind of in the locker room is just, we knew that we can compete with anyone. And so now January rolls and we roll and we're rolling. And then, you know, we took a tough loss to Central, and now we're back, you know, trying to roll here. And so what we need to do for this upcoming, you know, March is, you know, we have the skill set, we have the players. It's just, you know, it's just our head. Like, we got to think, we got to learn, we got to know what our principles are. You know, we have to communicate. That's the biggest thing, is our communication right now is lacking. And that has to pick up here in the next, you know, week and a half, 2 weeks, because the best teams, the teams that win state, can communicate and can talk throughout the court. They don't need their coach, you know, telling them what to do. It's kind of the five players on the court, you know, knowing what to do and communicating. So, you know, it's we got a good team. We got a physical team. We got a tall team, and it's just trying to put all the pieces together right now for a good run.
Yeah, I was really impressed. The handful of games I've been able to watch with you guys this year, just the really, it's the selfless actions of your guys. I've seen, you know, a guy like Cullen Williams go out and get 20 points and 10 rebounds in the game, and then I've watched him take a back seat because you're hitting threes, or Kate Oldhauser or Charlie Metzger or whoever are playing good basketball, and you guys are able to go hand-in-hand with that. I'm sure, like you had mentioned, it took half the season to try and get everything rocking and rolling, but at this point it looks like Coach Manson is doing that same work where everybody has those bonding opportunities, and you guys really are able to take advantage of those. So that is something I'm looking forward to watching you guys play here in EDC tournament and beyond play the next couple of weeks. In closing with you today, I'm really curious as to, so you're going to play college ball at Illinois State next year. You made that commitment. What, if at all, was the response from that fan base, not only after you committed, but also now that you broke the state record in points scoring? Have you received a bit of outpouring of support? I saw that there was a graphic made by their men's basketball team, and it looks like they're really rallying behind you at this point.
Yeah, they've been just nothing but good, and they have just a really good fan base, and I see it. You know, I mean, their players, the players there are just amazing. Like, they always text me, you know, like pretty much every one of them texts me when I score 2,000 points, and a bunch of them text me on Tuesday just congratulating me. So it already pretty much feels like I'm part of the team. And then their fan base is just good. It's just great for a, you know, a lower mid-major school. Like, it's just, they had a game yesterday versus Bradley, and it's kind of their rivals. They're 45 minutes away, and you could just tell, like, they care. They care about Redbirds. And then I just see a lot of, like, Twitter stuff where, you know, like, some Redbird fan pages are, you know, tweeting me out and stuff like that, watching my games, clipping it on YouTube, stuff like that. So I'm super, super excited to get down there after this year, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. I mean, I chose that school for a reason, because, one, they have a plan for me, and two, that I just enjoy their coaches, I enjoy the staff, I enjoy the players, and I enjoy the town campus.
Hey, definitely. Well, I can tell you what. One, I'm really looking forward to watching you play for the Redbirds, play at the next level, and show what the state of North Dakota is all about, because I think sometimes it gets a little overlooked by some of the bigger basketball states. So I'm excited for that. But as well, I think just as equally as looking forward to watching you guys in your playoff run here the next couple of weeks. So, Mason, thanks for a couple minutes of your time. It's appreciated as always. Good luck the next couple of weeks, and we're looking forward to seeing you in the gym and hopefully seeing you in the state tournament.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much.